where in the Bible will I find the Christian's Day of Worship? Hello, I'm Jim Dearman, and for an answer to that question, we go to the Holy Word of God. Under the law of Moses, the children of Israel observed many holy days, including the Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week, which was commanded by God through Moses. The keeping of these holy days and the commandment to remember the Sabbath day was given only to the Israelites. Exodus 31, verses 16 and 17. Christians have never been commanded to keep the Jewish Sabbath, nor any of their holy days. God made His covenant with Moses at Mount Sinai, through which He governed His people for a period of time. This period of time was known as the Mosaic Dispensation, and would last until Christ came and died on the cross, at which time the first covenant was fulfilled. Christ took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross, according to Colossians 2, verse 14. The second covenant was given by Christ. It's the final covenant, the new covenant. It came into effect after Christ's death, as any will is of no effect while the testator liveth, Hebrews 9, verse 17. This period of time is known as the Christian dispensation, and the law that governs God's people now, Christians, was given by Jesus Christ. The night before Jesus was crucified, He instituted the Lord's Supper, instructing His apostles to partake of it whenever they met in remembrance of Him. Christ arose from the grave on the first day of the week, and after His church was established on the day of Pentecost, which was on the first day of the week, we find the apostles and other members of the early church meeting on the first day of the week to partake of the Lord's Supper and to engage in other acts of worship authorized in the New Testament, Acts 20 and verse 7. Christians worship God every day of the week, of course, in private devotion. But Sunday, the first day of the week, is the day Christians meet, partake of the Lord's Supper, give as God has prospered them, exhorting and having fellowship one with another, Hebrews 10:25. The Apostle John refers to this day as the Lord's Day, Revelation 1, verse 10.